Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Sa mga kababayan natin, alam naman natin ang mga Pinay or mga Filipino, kahit mga hindi Pinay or ano, ay mahilig talagang sumali sa mga beauty pageants. At hindi lang sumali, mahilig din manood at talagang rooting para sa mga kababayan natin na nagre-represent ng Pilipinas or kahit pa sa ang sa bahagi or anong klaseng mga pageantry yan. At mamaya i-share sa atin ang ating guest, napakagandang guest, ang kanyang kwento sa likod ng pageantry.
Oh, alam mo, kinakabahan talaga, no? Talagang top contender mga Pilipino pagdating sa international stage sa beauty pageant. No, pag sinabing Philippines, medyo kabado, lagi nasa top 10, top 20, di ba? Mga top 5.
Talaga nga palaban ang mga mga pambato at mga kandidata natin. Have you ever joined a pageant, Papa Dan?
Nag-host.
Uy!
Hindi nalang sumali as compete. Ah, hindi. Tingin ko hindi. Pero na-appreciate natin yung mga yun, di ba? Dahil hindi lang po sa itsura, no? Sa tangkad, di ba?
Yes,
sa ganda ng kutis, di ba? Ang Pilipino. Pero yung talino din. Kapag sumagot, talagang napapatigil ang lahat.
Tama. At huwag na nating patagalin. Atin nang i-introduce ang ating beauty and brains na guest ngayong umaga. Hindi lamang siya isang beauty queen dahil advocate din siya para sa education ng kabataan. At isa siyang Filipino-Australian na proud sa kanyang roots. At ngayon ay Miss International Australia na siya. And please welcome our lovely Bella De La Cruz. Good morning, Bella!
Hi, Ate Edinel. Hi, Kuya Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
And Bella, nako, ito, straight na kami sa marami naming questions because we really love to know you more. And this time, you were crowned as the Miss International Australia. You're representing Australia as a bigger stage. Kumusta? Anong pakiramdam? How is it?
It definitely feels so surreal having that weight and honor as well of representing not only myself, but now something bigger, my entire country, the beautiful multicultural Australia. So yeah, it definitely feels like such an honor and privilege to be given this opportunity. And I'm super excited to represent everyone in November.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Well deserved. No, congratulations once again, Bella. You mentioned, being Phil Aussie, you know, is it an advantage for you? And can you share how you draw strength, you know, from both cultures, Filipino and Australian, especially international competitions?
Mm-hmm. For sure. I think, you know, growing up Filipino-Australian really impacted me because I was raised by two cultures and values being instilled in me. I think it's really given me the best of both worlds, such as the warmth and resilience of my Filipino heritage and also the independence and inclusivity of my Australian upbringing. But I guess bringing up, being raised by those different cultures shows that there's a beauty of being dual identity. It gives me confidence about my uniqueness and really inspires me to represent that on the global stage. So yeah, I'd really be excited to represent that on the Miss International stage because Australia is actually the second most multicultural country in the entire world with over 300 ancestries reported in the census. So yeah, that's something that we should all be proud of and makes us entirely unique. And I'm super excited to represent that on Miss International stage.
Right. Hearing Bella talks makes me feel like she's answering a question from Miss Universe. And it's just so perfect. And it's so amazing to hear. And tell us, Bella, about sa childhood mo naman. Dream mo na bang maging beauty queen talaga? O may iba ka pang gustong maging or gawin since you were young?
Sure. So I think I tell this to everyone, but becoming a beauty queen was definitely not something I had in the books. I was not expecting that, especially because I'm not, you know, the typical beauty queen material where you have to be super tall. So it was never really in my books. Actually, when I was younger and even now, I guess I wanted to, I am currently an economist, and I guess my future goal is to become a diplomat. To form those cross-cultural connections. And I really think that Miss International goes hand in hand with that because that's actually their advocacy to respect international diplomacy. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited to be going on this stage because it not only helps me, but helps me, I guess, promote my advocacy to the entire world about something that I'm passionate about. Yeah.
Wow.
What moved you or what inspired you to join mga beauty pageants and competition?
Sino nag-inspire sa'yo?
Yeah, so I guess, as we all know, someone that inspired me is Catriona Gray, our very own Filipino-Australian beauty queen. You know, her her articulation of how she presents herself was just so inspiring. And I remember watching her in that slow motion twirl. It really changed my life. And yeah, made me inspired to, you know, go on that stage, and also makes me want to help inspire other young girls to, you know, believe in themselves and their dreams, that anything is really possible if you put your mind to it.
I know, ang daming challenges pag pumasok ko na sa pageantry. And you mentioned kanina, no, sabi mo hindi ka typical na kontisera dahil sabi mo hindi ka matangkad. I remember one time you told me that you have to wear these high heels parang every day if you're gonna go somewhere dahil hindi ka kasing tangkad ng ibang kandidat. Is that still part of insecurities? Kahit ang ganda-ganda at saka talagang nagsha-shine ka naman on stage.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm, as you said, Ate Edna, and I've seen you at so many events, and I've shared that before, and always wearing the super high heels just to stay the same height as everyone. But now there's actually no height barrier or limit, which is one of the reasons why I was able to join. And I really think it's not about the height, but it's about your heart and how you carry yourself on the stage and your advocacy and your motivations. That's really, as you said, able to help you shine on stage. So as long as you have that motivation and that goal as to why you're here and something that you want to share with the world, the impact that you want to make, height is no longer a barrier, but something that you're able to transcend. So, yes.
Oh, I love that. Parang nagkaroon ako ng pag-asa doon, Papa Dan. Kasi I'm only 5 footer lang ako. Oh. So, parang nagkaroon ako ng chance.
Pero alam mo, hindi naman talaga dapat yung height, diba? Sapat kung ano yung represent mo, kung ano yung meron ka at sino ka.
It's the heart.
Yan.
Exactly.
Yes. And syempre, it will, you know, makikita naman, diba? Ah, ng mga tao. Ito, tanong din natin, ano? We know that you represented Lucena City. Diba? Sa Miss Universe Philippines. Yeah, and it was challenging as well. Ito, hindi lang height. Yung proving that you're a Filipina. Because, you know, they're typical na Filipina is ito. Diba? Morena, ito yung itsura. But was it hard? Yeah. Can you tell us about the experience? Kasi proving that, okay, she's actually a legitimate Filipina. Wait a minute.
Yeah, for sure. I think definitely once I entered, there was definitely that sort of stereotype or stigma. But honestly, as long as the Filipino blood is beating within you, and as long as you have those belief in your values, because I was raised, you know, as both Filipino Australian, so I have those values instilled in me, the warmth, the resilience, the respect for your elders. So I guess it wasn't really anything about proving, but it showed that the Filipino people were so welcoming and so kind to embrace someone that was also proud of their culture, that was someone that was both Filipino and Lucenahin. Now it's really able to help reconnect with my roots, learn more about where my grandparents and parents came from. And I think that was so beautiful and something that I'll take on with me, you know, not only in my pageantry, but also in my life. So yeah, it was such a beautiful experience because I was able to reconnect, learn more about the history, language, and culture, and, you know, be proud of being a Filipino Australian. So yeah.
Right. And ngayon naman, Bella, can you tell us gaano kalaki yung suporta na binigay sa'yo ng parents mo, ng mom mo, at ano yung naging influence niya sa'yo, lalong-lalo na sa yung journey dito sa pageantry?
Sure. So, as Ate Edinel or other people have seen, my mom or momager has been one of my biggest inspirations. She's really become, you know, the wind beneath my wings, the person who makes me believe that I can do anything as long as I put my mind to it. And I guess that happened because I was inspired by her, you know, ever since a young age. I saw how hard she worked for our family. And it really inspired me that despite any setbacks that you face or any challenges, as long as you have that hard work, determination, and grit, you really are able to accomplish and do anything. And she was able to carry herself in a grace that I was able to be inspired by so much. And I hope to also do that in my pageantry journey. So yeah, she's definitely been one of my most biggest inspirations in my life and pageantry journey.
Gusto ko yun ang momager.
Yes, like momager. Momager.
Siyempre, parang two-in-one na din, di ba? And she knows what's best, really, and the support, right? Exactly. Like, you know, having a friend and a mom at the same time. Look, sa ating pagbabalik, Edilyn, atin naman pag-uusapan din, siyempre, ang kanya pang advocacy at ang kanyang karera, no? Hindi lang, siyempre, siya siyang beauty queen. Marami pang siyang yung pinagkakabalahan. Nako, lahat ng puyan dito lang, siyempre, sa SBS Filipino. Ligyan na natin si Bella. Hi, Bella, welcome back no sa ating program. At ito, kanina binanggit natin ang kanyang karera, di ba? Yes. Hindi lang sa beauty contest o pageant. You're also an economist.
Wow.
Di ba? And a consultant sa mm-hmm. Oxford Economics lang naman. No?
Yes. Napaka-simple. Ibang level tong si Bella. No? Kaya malawak yung scope or yung kaalaman niya pagdating sa mga nangyayari sa paligid. And Bella, tell us, anong advantage ng pagiging isang economist when joining pageantry or yun sa mga ganitong platform? Paano mo how do you use this platform para sa mga advocacies mo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, really as an economist, I'm passionate about using data and as well as policies to create real lasting impact. And I think one thing that goes hand in hand really is education, economic opportunity. I want to help empower the youth with financial literacy, access to training, mentorship to break intergenerational cycles of poverty. So I aim to also help talk to local governments about their educational policies and how they can help empower children more. And through this platform as an economist, I want to get organizations and schools to equip people with tools as not how to just survive, but also become future leaders, entrepreneurs, and change makers. And yeah, that's
right,
which is the talk about later. But yeah, another advocacy I have is about education also. So yeah.
Yes. Wow, that is really something that we need right now. Na yung mga nakakabatang generation to understand itong mga ganitong bahagi ng ano natin ng society, yung makita nila kung ano yung pwede nila maging impact ano sa hindi lang sa Australia kundi sa Pilipinas or kahit saan man.
Mm-hmm. At ang bagit nga no ni Bella, it's an advantage. She can gather the data, she understands no, and yes, she knows what to do with it. At ang bagit niya kanyang isa sa mga kanyang advocacy, di ba?
Education
for unprivileged children. Let's ask Bella, why is this close to your heart, Bella? And what are your plans to make an impact now in this sort of department naman?
I think education really became a central part of my platform because when I was an economist, when I was undertaking research for different lecturers in the economics department, I found that the most effective tool to break intergenerational poverty wasn't by grants or by donations or by including specific job quotas within different work industries, but it was actually through education. You were able to break the cycle and be able to empower young children to give them skills to help further break intergenerational poverty and help empower themselves and their families. That's why I was able to found something close to my heart also, the Bella Book Foundation, which I started in university, where I raise funds and use these donations to buy learning essentials such as books, pencils, and learning materials and donate it to vulnerable communities because my advocacy is about quality education specifically for the vulnerable communities. And if you'd like to donate, also the link is in my bio. So yeah,
wow, and that's a really amazing, you know, breaking the cycle. And I think that is very important. And education is something na vinavalue ng maraming Pilipino. And I hope sa iba't ibang bahagi din ng mundo, no, lalo na sa mga kabataan. And we're grateful for you, Bella, for sharing that advocacy. And this time, Papa Dan, since Bella is preparing for the bigger stage this November for the Miss International, let's pretend tayo yung judge. Kunwari tayo ay magbibigay kay Bella ng kanyang question or Q&A portion for the night, the coronation night. Oh my. Okay, so Bella, are you ready to answer some impromptu Q&A from me and Dan?
Yes, ready na ready.
Oh, wow, yes. Gusto ko yan. Ready na ready. Okay. Kunwari ako yung nabunot ni Bella na unang magtatanong for this round. Okay, Bella, if you could solve one global issue today, what would it be and why?
Thank you so much for that question. I guess the issue that I would like to solve in the world would be close to my heart, which is my advocacy of education, specifically providing quality access education for every single child in this world. And it really helps be able to bridge gaps in the community and their mindset so that every single child, no matter what their background, can dream big and believe in their own potential and become change makers within this world. So one problem that I would solve that's close to my heart would be quality access for education for all. So,
Wow. Thank you. Amazing. Oh, grabe ah.
Ganda ng sagot ah.
Ang ganda.
Final round yun.
Yes, pang ano na siya, finale, the crown. How about you, Papa Dan? Meron ka bang question?
Here's my question for Miss International Australia. Na mag-compete sa Bella, your question is, if you could change one thing about how society defines beauty, what would it be and why?
Yes, thank you so much for that question. I think that's a very timely question in our current generation. I think our current generation really values, you know, the outside, the physical beauty of people. But one thing that I really want to change is how they perceive beauty. How I really believe beauty is within the inside. It's the impact that you make and how you treat other people. That really helps me feel beautiful, and I hope makes the world feel more beautiful by creating a positive, lasting change and impact. So that's one thing that I would like to change for society and how they perceive beauty. And thank you so much.
Wow,
thank you.
Wow, grabe, mukhang 100% na yung, yung score ni. And nakakatuwa, no? Bella, when you answer this type of questions on stage, how do you feel? Isn't it nerve-wracking to see the crowd and also think about the answers for these questions?
Yeah, I think everyone, you know, as humans all feel nervous when they're on stage. But for me, for some reason, I always pray beforehand to be able to focus on the question. I think that really helps, you know, give me the strength. I really hone in on the question and understand how I would like to best answer this question, what message I want to deliver to the world. So, yeah, that's what happens when I'm on stage and I get the strength from, I guess, yeah, everyone around me.
That's really wonderful.
Oh, ito pa pala, pita tayo, you mentioned the competition, no? The pageant in November,
yeah. Sa Japan.
Wow! Yeah. This time, you'll be carrying the Australian, you know, flag in Japan. How different is this journey compared to competing in the Philippines?
Yes, I think it's going to be very different. Although there will be stuff that is the same, such as the physical aspect of passerella and, you know, Q&A, it will be the same. But I think having the weight of your country on your shoulders, and not only carrying Australia, but the whole multicultural Australia of different nationalities, different stories that I want to be able to bring on stage with me. So, yeah, I hope I do my best in representing the Australian nation on the Miss International stage this November in Japan. So, yes, thank you.
Wow. So, tell us, how are you preparing for this big, big event?
Yes, I would like to say I'm preparing as best as I could through mentally, physically, and emotionally, you know, having myself mentally strong going into this competition, as well as physically strong, you know, working out. Exercise is also important for your mental health also, and, you know, emotionally as well, just praying, and reaching out to different people, listening to their stories so that I'm able to help carry that on stage with me when I represent our country on stage in November. So, yeah, that's some of the things.
That's really excited for you, Bella. And I guess, lastly, Bella, what will be your message sa iba pang mga women out there and the young people out there who would like to share yung mga advocacies nila sa bigger platform like what you're doing?
Yes, I would say to them, you know, be confident, be strong, believe in yourself, because the world needs your voice. No matter how young you are, no matter where you're from, what nationality you're from, your story is unique and the world needs to hear it. If you have an impact that you want to make, I encourage you, I implore you to, you know, use your voice and step up on that stage, because everyone has a platform now on social media or in person. So I really encourage you to, you know, follow your dreams, because really anything is possible and the world does need more leaders like everyone. So, yeah, that would be my message to everyone.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, beautiful, huh?
Yes. And thank you so much, Bella, for sharing that dito sa amin sa SBS Filipino. Talagang masaya kami na nakausap ka namin at na-share mo sa amin itong journey mo. Mm-hmm. And we wish you best of luck para sa Japan trip and also sa Miss International pageant.
Mm-hmm. We're so proud of you, Bella. And all the best at nakumalapit na in Japan, and we'll be cheering for you.
Maraming salamat din po sa lahat ng sumama sa amin ngayong Sabado. Marami pa kayong mapapakinggan ng mga kuwento ng mga kababayan natin mula sa musika at iba't ibang mga talento. At iba pang representations na kanilang gustong i-share dito lamang po sa SBS Filipino. Maraming salamat, magandang umaga mga kababayan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.